Solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform, and watch your business rise. Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Carolyn, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We are here every weekday morning to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today. Last day of June 2025. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Last week was oppressively hot. I think this week here is supposed to be better.
Yeah, luckily we're getting rain yesterday. I think some today, maybe even some tomorrow. So God knows to water the grass before people be lighting fireworks for the 4th of July coming up in just a few days. Be careful, people. Be careful.
It's a smart choice.
Just a few days, indeed. And I had to do a double take on my phone today as I was walking outside. It was 72 on the walk in the Woodlands, Texas. The end of June.
Wow.
Which is weird. Unseasonably, but welcome.
It must have been hotter here in Maryland because it must have been. I ran this morning and it was humid. Like I could feel the air.
We've been about 10 degrees lower than the rest of the country during this heat surge. But we're going to hit 95 today, I think. So
there you go.
We let you have your week of fun.
Yeah.
Now we're just going to pull it back down here.
You can have it.
Because no worries.
When it hit 101 here, I was like, no. What is that?
Oh, man. Speaking of generating heat.
Ew.
Sign up for 1 month AI video generation experiment in development.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
We have a forward-looking statement at the front because this is in development. What is it? Oh, wow. You could be among the first 50 people to experience the future of video creation with our new AI video generation Alpha, powered by Google's Veo 3. This exclusive one-month experiment runs from mid-July to August, giving you early access to generate English-only videos in 16:9 ratio that are 8 seconds long with audio. You'll be able to generate up to 15 videos during the month. If you're interested in getting early access to AI video generation and offering feedback on how it could be improved, please fill out this form. Please note that signing up does not guarantee access, and I'm just gonna open this while you guys talk and get a head start on filling this out.
Sorry, I'm already beating you because I just hit the submit button. So good try. Good try. I think I'll do like There we go. We'll do like three chimes for that one. Is this unfair advantage because we're actually bringing it to the world? I don't know. There might be.
I mean, we're doing the work. We're doing the work. We're
putting the work in. So
yeah. How does this matter, Casey?
This matters because creating video content has traditionally required significant time, budget, and technical expertise. Barriers that slow down your marketing efforts and limit creative possibilities. With AI video generation, you can now transform any concept or idea into professional quality video content in minutes, not days. Whether you need B-roll footage for a campaign, want to visualize abstract concepts for video for social media, or need to quickly prototype video ideas before full production, this feature eliminates the bottleneck of sourcing or creating video assets. Instead of spending hours searching stock libraries or coordinating video shorts, you can focus on what matters most, crafting compelling messages that resonate with your audience and drive results.
Yeah. The sign up for 1 month AI video generation experiment doesn't necessarily excite the crap out of me. The fact that it's in HubSpot and HubSpot is paying attention to it excites the crap out of me. Thinking about the future and what that might mean for a tool like Remix really excites the crap out of me. So do I want to be part of it? Yes. Have I, Chris, Nico, probably Casey already played with, tested in other ways and areas, experimenting with? Yes, of course. But like, I still wouldn't hate to say that we are one of the 50 that got the chance to mess around with it when it's first hitting HubSpot.
Yeah. Limited alpha experiment will run for 1 month and then access will be removed temporarily because they got to clean it up for inbound probably.
Probably.
720 resolution, 16 by 9 only, 8 seconds long, and 15 video generation limit. So if you do get in,
be
intentional. Be intentional with your videos,
please. Be very intentional. And plus the 720 resolution for me is a little bit of like a, but not terrible. Not terrible. I'm just saying 1920 by 1080 is like the thing, but you could make this work.
It's an alpha.
Oh no, I'm not complaining in one bit because that might actually make it where they just ignore my form submission. So I'm not complaining at all.
I just want to be clear. So we have like currently in HubSpot's video tools, you can upload a video and cut it and edit an existing video, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is starting from scratch.
Zero. Nothing.
Text to video.
Yeah. This is like, I would like to see a teddy bear climbing Mount Everest wearing a purple backpack and a purple hat sideways with rappelling gear that is, I don't know. I'm done.
Or can I get an 8 second logo reveal video for our Wake Up Customer Platform podcast show? Here is the podcast page. Here is a couple of episodes.
Here's a logo.
Make it.
That's hot.
Yeah. The context of bringing all this together in HubSpot, as listening on that 72-degree walk this morning, the podcast was mentioning context engineer as a new job type.
Ooh, what podcast was that?
Which makes sense in the world of AI because context is everything. Guess whose job? Like if you're a context engineer and you have access to full platform HubSpot, your job gets a lot easier.
Mm. No, you're going to leave us hanging. What podcast was that?
AI Daily Brief.
Okay.
In case anyone was listening, I was listening to a Big Brother podcast on my run this morning. So that's what I...
like Julie Chen, Big Brother?
Yes, that's the one.
What, is it back on or something?
It's coming back.
Oh, is it coming
next week? Everyone,
celebrity or regular?
Regular. Okay. We can make it a whole segment if everyone wants.
I gotta let the wife and daughters know we're Big Brother fans, to be honest with you.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, yeah. It's coming back. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. My parents, big fans. Stepdad has submitted a video, like tried to get on the show like 15 years in a row, I think.
July 10th, like I'm a live feed watcher. Yeah. So we
can... Listen, everybody likes a meatball. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
Update number 2. Create more types of properties from the CRM index page. What is it? You can now create the following types of properties from the CRM index page. Date, date time, file, user, rich text. In addition to all of the ones that we're used to, like drop down and checkbox and all that good stuff. If you're enrolled in the URL property beta, you'll also be able to create URL properties from the index page.
Wow.
So I'm guessing this is pretty much all of them except for calculated yields.
Roll up, calculated.
Yeah.
My favorite field types. Just listing my favorite. I'll hold my thought. Why does it matter? It's easier and faster to create properties in context when working on the index page table. I've said this before when this first came out, I'll continue saying it. The easier it is to make properties, the more important it is to have restrictions on who can create properties. And especially when you're looking at roll-up fields and calculated fields that can be very, very powerful, but can be a complete mess if people don't understand how everything relates together. So to be honest, I'm not sad that they're not here because I don't know if I want as much visibility.
Yeah. Well, you don't have enough context to do the calculated stuff like in this area. I've already got a story from last week where I created a property with client on the call, deleted it 5 minutes later because we learned more about the process on the call. Mm-hmm. People outside of HubSpot coming to do stuff in HubSpot, a very common use case. Or common like visibility that people need is things being paid, right? And HubSpot, as Commerce Hub comes online and we use invoices and payments, and we're used to trying to signify that on a deal, right? But in post-sales world, like as we move into orders and other things to manage this stuff, like deal doesn't necessarily make sense. So we pulled up, we're on the index page in the projects view, which is the name of the object, that in order for the project to begin, we need to know that they have paid. So of course, somebody else who's not the project manager is in charge of accounting. And they are the one that lets everybody else know if it gets paid or not. Lots of handoffs happen via email and via verbal conversations during this. So this person was also on the call, thankfully. Again, all the people impacted, try to get them in the room. So at first, it was like, okay, can you come in and check this box? Can you check a box on the record to let us know? And she said, sure. So we make the checkbox property. Add it to the CRM card, make it super easy to see. This is where you're going to come into. But then we discover that she is also the person that supports moving a deal to closed one. And a deal can only move to closed one if the thing has been paid for, which means there is already something telling us whether the thing is paid or not. So immediately we go and delete the other property because we can just see, oh, deal closed one, that means paid, move forward.
Nice.
Processes, people. Understand your processes.
I was on a call last week, CEO of a company, they've been burned by a few HubSpot consultants. And he was saying, like, a lot of them, he was telling the HubSpot consultants what to do. And he was like, but I don't know HubSpot. So he was like, so I don't know what to do. What? He doesn't know HubSpot.
No.
Yeah. No. Oh, you're
I heard you.
Okay. But I think that's where you get these like duplicate fields and stuff, because the CEO is saying, hey, I need a field to show this, and someone's not owning HubSpot, and then you have all these fields. But that's also why these index pages scare me, because if that CEO saw, oh, I can just create a property from here, suddenly they're just creating properties for everything they need and not understanding that maybe the properties exist already.
That's my thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah. Double-edged sword either way. I believe in positive intent, so that CEO can now easier capture data related to that. I think there's a lot of pluses. But it does speak to the challenge that you just highlight. Like, for me, SaaS is it's hard not to see it as one big like workaround the whole industry. because that person that I had to invite to these calls at some point is not even a HubSpot user yet. They're going to be, right? They're used to working out of NetSuite because that's where the accounting happens.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's on board with that person coming in because we want to have to understand from a consultant perspective to like, unless you've experienced this problem like 10 times, like it's very hard to get the right people in the room. And then speak to them in a way where it's like, you don't have to worry about this right now because you're not in HubSpot yet, but you're going to be, and it's going to matter. And we need, right. So, but it was cool to, it was good to have that story to tell, cause I'm going to keep telling it, cause it was just a perfect example of so many things, related to HubSpot challenges, including commerce.
Yeah.
Number three, multi-language video captions. I did see this show up while doing some clips on Friday. What is it? You can now automatically translate and burn captions in different languages directly into your video files. This creates permanent visible subtitles that appear on screen regardless of platform or device. Upload your video, select your target languages, and AI will transcribe and translate the captions in your target language. The captions burn directly into the video file with customizable styling options, including font, size, color, and positioning.
Why does this matter? Creating video variations with multilingual captions help you expand your reach into global markets without needing to record or manually translate separate videos versions for each region. The burned in captions ensure accessibility and improve engagement on social platforms where videos often autoplay without sound. The multilingual capability lets you effectively localize your video content for different geographic markets without the expense of professional translation services or multiple production cycles. I don't know why that was. I'm fine.
You know, what's crazy to me is like, it's never been easier to create a multiple YouTube channels in like multiple languages. Let me explain. One, you can now go to something like 11 Labs, or even my clone speaks like me in different languages. But you could go to something like 11 Labs, and you could train your voice, and all of a sudden you could have it be, you know, the language. And then in HubSpot, literally burn the language into the video file. And like now you could have a second, third, dare I say fourth, but second or third YouTube channel that's very specific to the humans who are wanting to do the thing that it, like, I'm obviously thinking of HubSpot, but you might be thinking of the thing that you sell, the products, the service, the problems that you sell. Like, it's never been easier. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Join that beta, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Join that beta.
I do want to highlight these comments from Michael here. It can be a good thing not having HubSpot aware people in the room, especially when speaking about good, bad processes. I agree. But also it needs to be when there are HubSpot aware people in the room. And one of the reasons I do this show and a lot of the content is even the best experts of HubSpot have trouble keeping up with HubSpot.
Facts.
And when somebody is not aware of the thing that you're talking about, it can be easy to say, oh yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm. Like we can do it this old way, even though there's a new workflow, trigger available, or you can create properties in this new space. Mm-hmm.
I think sync properties are my favorite example of that, because for so long I was building workflows that were sync properties. And then even when sync properties first came out, that you could only have like 10, I don't know, you could only have a few. So I basically was still still doing workflows for them. And it's so hard if you're not watching this page every day, which most people are not, it can be so easy to miss stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
I love what Michelle says here. So we have non, HubSpot specific people. Mm-hmm. They have it set in their mind that the platform will work this way. And I think the way I'm reading this is we know that HubSpot can do the thing, mm-hmm. right? So there's confidence that we can get it done with HubSpot. And then you have the HubSpot expert there who can help them with a more functional, productive method. Mm-hmm. And get them the results, they are wanting, which is why I want so badly for the HubSpot coach to be a thing. Because my favorite moments are just giving the people on the call confidence that, yes, we can do it in HubSpot in a way that's never been done before. Because when I'm not there, you have people who are inside of the business who, especially admins, are pretty sure mm-hmm. they can do it. They're just not technically minded. And then you're working with somebody and they're at the, they're at the mercy of the expert who they're paying to help them. And it's hard to, without confidence, it's hard to challenge, appropriately in productive ways. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're here. Knowing's half the battle, right, George?
That's right. Knowing's half the battle. Go, Joe. Like, listen. I was in a Slack last week because it's Monday, so it's easy to remember that it was last week. And I literally was like, what is that workflow like measuring thing called again? Like, I'm getting old. Like, I know that we talked about it multiple times. And finally, like, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Workflow metrics. And I'm somebody who, along with Chris and Casey, pay attention to this stuff every day. And even when we are keeping up, sometimes it's hard to remember exactly what the update was called, even though you know it affected a thing that you wanted it to affect. Like it's just kind of crazy anymore. Like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, by the way.
Well, partner team, HubSpot team, if you're listening, HubSpot coach.
Yeah.
New partner type could. Yeah. Just handles this whole layer, doesn't displace anybody else in the ecosystem. Got to get strategic with HubSpot, folks. But that's a lot of the reason we started Profoundly and, a lot of the things we've been working on over the last year to try and solve this problem of just, lack of awareness around the best platform on the planet. That'll be it for today. Remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. We're going to be taking the rest of the week off. in observance of the week of rest for HubSpot. We don't see them shipping a lot this week. So we're going to take that opportunity to take a break ourselves. George, I think you're gone the week after that as well.
I am.
So 2 weeks.
My goodness.
From the Daily Show. We'll catch you back up real quick, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Catch up on some episodes. Now on Spotify and Apple Music, you can catch the podcast there as well. So until next week, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up, Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great week, everybody.
Customer platform, it's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your business rise. Wait.